The State Council, China's cabinet, has issued new guidelines on the development of intellectual property in the country, laying out the goals and major tasks for intellectual property rights protection and usage as part of the current five-year plan, which covers the period between last year and 2020. Among the highlights, the guidelines call for the improvement of rules and regulations related to IPR in newly emerging fields, including e-commerce and big data. Gan Xiaoning is the deputy director of the State Intellectual Property Office.
The plan has set out a number of goals we are aiming to achieve in the development of intellectual property by 2020.Including overall improvement to its protection, practical application, and competitiveness.
It is expected that patent ownership will increase from 6.3 per 10,000 people in 2015 to 12 per 10,000 in 2020. Additionally, IP royalties earned abroad are expected to rise from $4.4 billion in 2015 to $10 billion in 2020.Gong Ya Lin, another official with the State Intellectual Property Office, says the plan comes at a critical time for the growth of China's IP industry.
China received 1.1 million patent applications in 2015, making us the first country in the world to surpass the 1 million mark. We had 1 million active domestic patents last year, only after the United States and Japan.Our current IP regulations are providing the basic protection of innovation, but we still face two major challenges. We need more patents on core technologies and more diversified allocation of patents.
China's IP authorities say the country has established a complete and internationally recognized legal system for IPR protection with Chinese characteristics, which incorporates both administrative and judicial protection.However, Gan Xiaoning with the State Intellectual Property Office admits that there is still room for improvement, noting China does have a short history with IPR. But he does say there have been significant strides forward in the past few years.
China is willing to enhance IPR cooperation and share our experiences of development with our counterparts across the world.At the same time, we oppose unfounded accusations and abuse of IPR to exercise trade protectionism.
Over the past 5 years, Chinese authorities have launched 14 sets of laws and regulations involving IPR, in addition to investigating 87,000 cases of patent infringement. During that same period, China has entered IPR-related agreements with 63 other countries. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.